Welcome today to this wonderful time with the Lord with you. I'm so happy to be with you. I'm Rose, and this is Clear Vision. And we're going to talk today about habits, how to remold your life, and what habits do to your life. It's easy to get into habits that control you and habits that dictate you into places that you really, really don't want to be or that you wish you hadn't gone. So we're going to talk about how your actions today determine your habits. And that makes the way for you and the Lord to work together to remold your life. And you may have a life that you think is great. You may have a life that you don't think needs any changes. But God wants to excel you, always excel you and grow you and improve you. And if you don't have that kind of life, then the Lord wants you to have a good life. He wants you to have a life that's an honor to Him and that blesses you and blesses other people. I'm Rose. I'll be back in just a minute. I love you so much, and we're going to have some fun today.
God chose to richly bless you and make you His greatest blessing. Order Living God's Rich Life in Excellence today. This timely teaching by Rose guides you through 8 powerful principles that will keep you living rich in God's excellent victory every day. Are you ready to live in divine health with all your needs and desires met and blessed beyond your dreams? Order today and begin living God's rich life. And remember to request your 30-day devotional, 30 Days, The Champion in You.
Glory to the Lord. I am so excited and blessed today to be with you and to talk to you about the things that the Lord wants you to know to make your life better and make the lives of those around you better. God wants you to be in His best and blessed. He wants you to be His blessing. So we're going to talk about habits today. And I'm reading and sharing with you from this wonderful little book the Lord has given me in His Word called Living God's Rich Life in Excellence. And if you've not ordered that book, I want you to get it. I want you to get the 30 Days, The Champion in You also, and start reading the Word and let God move on your life. But today we're going to talk about habits and how actions determine your habits. And the Lord says He doesn't want you to inhibit the great future that He has in store for you. And the way that you do that, the way you inhibit that great future, is you dwell on the past, or you dwell on hurts or pains or worries or concerns that you have. And honey, the past can be as close as yesterday. The past can be just a few hours ago. If you've had storms in your life and you've had tragedies happen in your life, then you may still be dwelling on those things and thinking about those things and worrying about those things, and that becomes a habit. It becomes a very poor mental habit. So we're going to break the worry habit today. We're going to break the worry habit. We're going to break some other habits, and we're going to do it with the Word of God, because God says you are becoming stronger when you're in His Word. When you're in His Word, you have the ability to overcome every worldly, ungodly thought. You have the ability to talk and change your habits, and you have the ability to continue to search and ask God to take action, action in love for you, action that He has for you only. He has love for you, and He wants you to make quality decisions and to receive His goodness by faith. So the first scripture we're going to get into today is Romans 12:2, that tells us how to empty our mind daily. Our minds sometimes need to be emptied. I also tell people from time to time that your mind needs a big a bath. You know, you need to cleanse your mind with the Word and give it a big bath. So today we're going to empty our mind. We're going to practice filling and refilling our minds with attitudes and the good attitudes of God in forgiveness, faith, love, the spirit of stability. When you're worrying, you cannot be stable. when you're aggravated, you're frustrated, you're going off in all directions, you're concerned about what's going on around you, then you're allowing your mind to run rapid and to dictate you to start living in habits that create how your life turns out. So let's look at Romans 12:2 and see what God says for us to do about our habits and what kind of life He wants us to have. Romans 12:2, the Lord says, "Do not be conformed to this world, this age, fashioned after and adapted to its external superficial customs, but be transformed, changed by the entire renewal of your mind, by its new ideals and its new attitude, so that you may prove for yourselves what is good and acceptable and the perfect will of God, even in the thing which is good and acceptable and perfect in His sight for you." All right, now I've got another little Bible here that I used. It's 26 translations, and it gives us expanded understanding of the English language in Greek. When we read the Bible, we have to understand that the Word was written in Greek and Hebrew and Aramaic. And that translation, when it comes over into English, goes into all different expansions, okay? So let's read in this 26th translation how the Lord talks about do not being conformed to this world. He says, "Be not fashioned according to the world, configuring yourself unto this age. Do not live according to the fashions of the times." Well, what's the fashions of the times? Do not imitate the way of the world. The fashions and the imitation of the way of the world is to go along with everything that everybody else is saying and everything everybody else is doing. I don't know how you decide to dress every day, but certain age people are supposed to dress certain ways, and certain age people are supposed to have their hair a certain way, and young people are supposed to have their hair and their clothes a certain way. And I hear it all the time in the ministry. I just want to be like so-and-so, or I want to be accepted. Well, honey, you need to be who you are. You need to be who God's called you to be. They like to kid me around here when I wear orange. They say because I'm in Kentucky, I ought to wear blue and not orange, which is Tennessee. So I try to wear orange from time to time, so that upsets the apple cart a little bit. I like orange. I know I'm from Kentucky. I know that that's a blue state, blue because of the grass, the bluegrass, and blue because of UK blue. But I like orange, and I like to wear orange. So today I've got on an orange and a black plaid shirt, which is one of my farming shirts. And I wore it because I wanted to be comfortable today. So I wasn't caring to be conformed to what anybody thought about what I ought to wear today. And I also decided to put my hair up today. And that was because I didn't want to fool with it. But some people think that, oh no, you ought to have your hair down. And then some say, oh no, you ought to have your hair up. And then some say, oh, you shouldn't even have hair. You just ought to not even have hair at all. Well, the Lord says, don't be conformed to the world, fashioned after to its external superficial customs. And that's as plain as you can get on that. And then He tells us what to do. He says, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, and be transformed by your new attitude and ideals that mold your mind and continue to transform yourselves. Let God remold your mind from within, and let yourself be transformed by the complete change that has come over your mind. Can you imagine what I'd look like on my farm if I got out and I had on a chiffon dress and I'm running across the field to the tractor? Wouldn't that just be a sight? I can imagine what everybody on the farm would think about that. And yet at the same time, I like that kind of clothes. And when there's occasion to wear that, I will. So I'm not dictated, and you don't need to be dictated by what other people think. You need to be thinking about what you want and what God wants for you. And God wants you to be in His perfect divine will, which is His goodness for you. God wants you to walk in His goodness, His blessings, His approval, His love, His glory, His joy, and have fun and laugh and talk about it. And He says right here on in that scripture, that if you're transformed by the renewal of your mind, you'll prove what is good and acceptable and the perfect will of God. You'll discern what God's will is, and you'll find and follow God's will. God's will is that you be happy. God's will is that you be blessed. God's will is that you practice filling your life with the attitudes of goodwill, forgiveness, faith, love, the spirit of stability. God's will is that you remold your life with His Word. And He wants you to have fun. He wants you to enjoy your life. Let's look at Isaiah 41:10 real quick and just see how God thinks about upholding us. He upholds us. He lifts us up. And He's not going to let go of you. And I don't care how many people disagree with you or how different they think you are or how odd they think you are or how unusual or what unusual things you do, God's made you unique. He's made you perfect in His sight. And He wants you to enjoy your life. So let's look at Isaiah 41:10. And that says, "Behold, fear not, there is nothing to fear, for I am with you. Do not look around you in terror and be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen and harden you to difficulties. Yes, I will help you. I will hold you up and retain you with my victorious right hand of rightness and justice." Beloved, God loves you. He loves you and wants you to know that He is willing and ready and stands to uphold you with His victorious right hand. He wants you to know that He'll strengthen you and harden you to difficulties. What are difficulties? Difficulties can be everything from somebody disagreeing with you to all the way to a tragedy in your life. Many times in certain times of the year, we see great storms come through our state and through different states in the country and the world. And those bring great difficulties on people's lives. But God says here, "I will uphold you and strengthen you." And God doesn't expect you to, because you've been in a hard situation, to be going around crying about it all the time. God doesn't expect you to stand up and proclaim to the earth and the world what a horrible life you're having because you don't see any change happening in your life. He wants you to create the habit. Sow the Word into your life. Sow the Word of His goodness into somebody else's life that tells them, that encourages them that yes, they can trust God. Yes, they can go before Him in the throne room boldly and ask whatever they will in His name, and He'll do it for them. That's awesome. That's hard to even imagine, but it's what God says. And if we're going to talk, and if we're going to think, and if we're going to have habits, let's have habits that God has. Let's have the habit of standing in the power of the Lord. Let's have the habit of asking the Lord to do what He says He'll do. And He says He'll carry every load you have. He says every load that He has for you is light. And He'll carry every load you have. Isn't that good? That is so good of God. And I can't tell you how encouraged it makes me when I read this word in Isaiah 41:10 that says, "I will help you. I will hold you up and retain you with my right, victorious hand of rightness and justice." How much more power in the world could anybody want than that? How much more backup for courage could God want you to have? God wants you to be courageous. He wants you to stand firm. And today we're going to continue talking about this. And if, when we come back, I'm going to be with you for about another 10 minutes or so. But in the meantime, I want you to pay attention to the offers on the books, the little Living God's Rich Life in Excellence, and order this book and learn how to change the habits in your life and learn the 8 principles that God's lined out for you here to get your life lined up in His blessings. I love you so much. I'm Rose. I'll be back and I'll see you in just a minute.
God chose to richly bless you and make you His greatest blessing. Order Living God's Rich Life in Excellence today. This timely teaching by Rose guides you through 8 powerful principles that will keep you living rich in God's excellent victory every day. Are you ready to live in divine health with all your needs and desires met and blessed beyond your dreams? Order today and begin living God's rich life. And remember to request your 30-day devotional, 30 Days, The Champion in You.
Glory to the Lord. I tell you what, I can't get enough of the Word, and I don't know about you, but if you ever find out and we ever realize the power of the Word of God and what speaking that Word does and what standing on that Word does, then you will not want to live without it, because it's the answer to everything. It is God. God is His Word. And we're learning today about habits. And some of us don't have very good habits. Some of us have some pretty rotten habits in our life, and some of us have some weak habits in our life. And God can change that. If we change our habits and change our thinking, God changes our life. So we're going to look right now at Matthew 11:30, because God tells us that He wants us to make it a habit to see Him as a God who proves Himself, His good and accessible, perfect will for us in His Word. God wants us to see ourselves and make it a habit to see ourselves as His perfect, strong, smart, blessed, holy, beloved children and overcomers in His Word. See, you don't have to be a victim. I get calls all the time from people that tell me that they're victims and they've been abused and they've had marriages and husbands and men in their life or women in their life that have been really bad to them and done them wrong. And God wants you to never be a victim, and you don't have to be that. You don't have to be subject to that. God's Word can set you free, and He's ready today. He's ready today to set you freer than you've ever been. He wants you delivered, lacking nothing, daily living in His victory. He wants you to understand that you are His royal grand champion winner. I teach that, and I have a little book about it. It's called 30 Days, The Champion in You, right here. And it's 30 days of Bible messages, scripture, 30 days of teaching, and 30 days of prayer. And you get that, and I guarantee you, you read that. You read a scripture every day, you read a prayer every day, you read a teaching every day, and your life will change. You'll see a miracle life change in your life. It's God's habit. God has habits. Everybody has habits, and God has habits. And it's His habit to safeguard us and see us as His royal victorious heirs to His royal kingdom. Let's shift from the worry habit today. Let's shift from the habit of worry into the habit of loving. Let's shift from the unforgiving habit into the habit of forgiveness. Let's shift from the habit of negative talk. It's a trap. Negative talk is a trap. And it puts you in a place of carrying burdens. When you talk negative, you start carrying what you're talking. Let's say you're going through a real struggle in your life, and you just don't know how to get out of it. So you talk about it. You call everybody and you talk about it. Well, you've put yourself in a position to be in a trap to become what you're talking about. God says He wants you to talk about what He says. And He says in Matthew 11:30, we're going to read it. He says, talk about My yoke. What is a yoke? Well, again, being on a farm, I understand that and the long years ago when we didn't have big tractors, you yoked up cattle. You yoked up horses, and you plowed fields with them. And you had two of the like kind to pull that plow so that the plowing would be easy. Well, God says that He has a yoke. He has a yoke that He wants you to allow Him to put on you. The yoke from God helps you learn of Him. It ties you, it connects you to Him. And He says, take My yoke upon you, learn of Me, for I am gentle, meek, and humble, lowly in heart, and you will find rest, relief and ease and refreshment, and recreation and blessed quiet for your souls. Recreation. See, the Greek translates that word, you'll find refreshment, you'll find rest, as recreation, meaning you will enjoy your life. You will enjoy your life. And then he says, take my yoke, for my yoke is wholesome, useful, good, not harsh, hard, sharp, or pressing, but comfortable, gracious, and pleasant. And my burden is light and easy to bear. God doesn't put things on you. I hear people say it all the time. Oh, the Lord doesn't put any more on me than I can bear. Honey, God doesn't put anything on you to bear. He gives you things. He doesn't put stuff on you. He doesn't put struggles on you. He doesn't put despair on you and anger and frustration and events in your life to make teach you how to, you know, learn how to trust Him. He doesn't put you into hard situations so you can learn how to trust Him. He keeps you yoked up right here into His goodness. He keeps you yoked up to His kindness, to His gentleness. He says He keeps you yoked in comfort, and His yoke is gracious and easy and pleasant. And He wants you to find rest in that. He wants you to be understanding that you can have refreshment. Oh, when we have hot weather in our country, in our states, and around the world, and it's so hot you can't bear to stand it, and you just perspire and you're looking for something cool to drink, God is a cool drink of water in a hot place. And His yoke is easy, and He says it's easy to carry. God wants you to determine and agree with Him that His highest and excellent plans are for you to become qualified, dignified, honorable in His gracious habits. See, God has habits. If you want to figure out what's going on with God, check what you're doing and saying every day, God is good, and greater things in store for you. And if what you're saying is expressing His love, more of His love, if what you're saying is expressing more of His goodness and more of His influence, then you understand God is for you. And nobody, nothing can be against you. When you don't hinder the generosity of God by disbelief, then your every thought and action and habit will change. We hinder God so many times by our attitudes and our habits of disbelief and actions and thoughts that don't agree with Him. The Lord's on our side. Let's look it up here and see. And Matthew 21:22, because that word says, if God's for you, who can be against you? Well, can't anybody or anything be against you if God's for you? And that word if is a Greek word that translates into a word that we don't use very often, but it means since, S-I-N-C-E. It doesn't mean a question like, maybe God's for you and maybe He isn't. Maybe He's helping you, maybe He isn't. If God be with you. It means since God is with you. Since, S-I-N-C-E. That's a great revelation, isn't it? And God says anything you ask for in prayer, you can believe you will get it. And Romans 8:38-39 says God is with you and He'll never leave you. He'll never leave you. He will never be against you, and no one else can be against you when God is with you. Let's look at Matthew 21:22. God says anything we ask for in prayer, we can have. Now, that doesn't mean you can ask for crazy stuff and you can ask for somebody to be harmed or hurt, because that's not in the will of God. But if you ask for good things, you ask for God to bless you, you ask for God to come into your life and stay strong in your life, and change the habits in your life. Maybe you have a habit of complaining all the time. Maybe you have a habit of disagreeing all the time. I know a lot of people that every time you say something to them, they disagree. And if you tell them that they disagree with you, then they'll tell you they don't. They're disagreeing with the fact they disagree with you. I hear that from time to time. But God says right here, Jesus answered and said to them, "Truly I say to you, since you have faith, a firm relying trust, and do not doubt, you will not only do what has been done to the fig tree, but you will also say to this mountain, 'Be taken up and cast in the sea,' and it will be done." Remember that scripture that says, whatsoever you say to the mountain, when you speak to the mountain of problems or circumstances in your life, that they have to leave? Well, right here, God is confirming that. He confirms His Word throughout His Word over and over and over. And wherever He confirms it two or more places, then that's the Lord speaking. And He goes on and says, Jesus is speaking here, and He says, "Whatever you ask for in prayer, having faith and really believing, you will receive." Beloved, God wants you to put some fire. He wants you to put some fire in your spirit. Ask Him. Ask Him to help you put fire in your spirit. Ask Him to raise you up today and bring you into a place of anointing that's beyond anything you've ever dreamed. Ask Him to lead you, to guide you, to direct your steps. Ask Him to bless you. Ask Him. Tell Him, say, "Father, bless me today. Bless me today so I can be a blessing." If you want to be a blessing today, sow into this ministry. Sow into the rich ground of this ministry. Call in. Let me pray for you. Call in. Order your little books, Living God's Rich Life in Excellence. Call in. Get the 30 days, the champion in you. Start standing in the Word and learning how to stand strong. Start sowing into the kingdom of God beyond anything you've ever imagined, and watch God multiply the seed that you sow. When you sow love, you're going to receive a multiplied harvest of love. When you sow anger and despair, you're going to receive a multiplied harvest of anger and despair. I love you so much. That's why I come to you every time I am on this program. I want to love you. I want to help you. I want to bring you the Word of God that'll change your habits and change your life. God bless you for being with us. Call the ministry, ask for me, let me pray for you. This is Rose. I'm on this Clear Vision program for you. God bless you, sweetheart. I love you so much. Talk to you when you call. See you then.